basically, the first thing I would point out about this one is we have never seen anything hit us this hard this fast. If you go back to the 2008 recession, which up to the time was the worst thing we'd seen since the Great Depression, we lost a total of 9.4 million jobs over a period of about 14 months. That was the worst we'd seen. We lost 22.5 million jobs in 2 months, over 20 million jobs in 1 month in this situation. March and April, particularly April, we had never seen anything like this before. We started coming back from it. We've made some progress. We're nowhere near all the way back. Hopefully political season somewhat behind us, but during political season, you heard a lot about the so-called V-shaped recovery. That if you went down fast, you come back fast. This is not a V-shaped recovery. It may be a very sharp drop and a fairly steep comeback, but it's not a V. In 2 months, we lost a total of 22,500 jobs. In the ensuing 6 months or so, we just got some new data today, we've only gained back about half of those jobs. And so it's not the case of 2 months down, 2 months up. It's 2 months down and a while longer. And the trend is not particularly encouraging on that. I mean, we gained 2.7 million jobs in May, 4.8 million in June, then it fell to 1.6 million, then 1.4 million, the last 2 months around 600,000 or so. So the trend has not been good in terms of we've had a big drop off. We expected part of that because obviously restaurants closed, they lay off a bunch of people, they reopen, they hire them back. So some of that was low hanging fruit. We expected some of that, but some of the employment is much more difficult to deal with at this point in time. Other indicators of just how severe it was, and GDP dropped about 9% in one quarter. The way they annualized the numbers, it looked like over a 30% drop on an annualized basis. But literally how much we produce in this economy dropped almost 10% in one quarter. The demand for oil, which I'll say more about in a few minutes, but the demand for oil dropped 29% in the world in 35 days. The only way that can happen is just to shut down the economy completely. Back during the Great Recession, we had 1 month where we had 1 week where we had 695,000 new claims for unemployment. That is people who were laid off that week. That was the highest number we'd ever seen, 695,000. We saw a week of 6.9 million during this pandemic. It's 33 weeks into it, and the numbers that came out today are still 750,000. That is, we're still above the highest number we'd ever seen 33 weeks later. But we did start a recovery, and it's a fairly brisk recovery by some measures, certainly. Several things helped that. As I mentioned, the low-hanging fruit, some things people were rehired fairly quickly. The other things that happened were things like the CARES Act was very important because the CARES Act put a lot of money in the hands of small business. It put a lot of money in the hands of individuals who were suffering. And that really helped to bridge some gaps along the way for those who were unemployed, for small businesses. It certainly wasn't perfect. Along the way, they sent some checks to dead people and took forever to write some of the regulations and things. But by and large, it accomplished what it needed to. So that was a big part of it. The Federal Reserve System came in and put a lot of liquidity into the system in ways they've never done it before, trillions and trillions of dollars to make sure the financial system stayed solvent, did some things to help small businesses and that sort of thing. So there was a massive effort to make sure that this thing happened the way it was supposed to. And so all of those things did help. All of those things were important to the process. Now, as we start to move forward, and look at it, as I say, things have slowed down some. And the reason that the recovery has slowed down some is, number one, the CARES Act had run out. I mean, it was basically assumed we'd be dislocated for about 2 or 3 months. We're now in about 8 months. And as a result of that, a lot of people have lost liquidity. I mean, you can just think about this. If you had a household, and even if you had some savings, if you've gone without much income for an extended period of time, over half a year, that's tough to deal with. If you're a small business, even if you're a well-run small business with a lot of liquidity, 6 months is hard to deal with. Some industries like the airlines, of course, have just been devastated by this. The hospitality industry with business down a huge amount for months and months and months. And that's just, those things are very, very difficult to deal with. And so we really need a new stimulus package. We needed it a few months ago because it was started out as one to fix 2 or 3 months. We're now 8 months in. Hopefully now that we're past the election, people can kind of put some of the worst of the politics aside and get something done fairly quickly. We're getting at least some indications that might happen. in terms of our forecast for the future, and I will say I've been doing this over 40 years, and this is by far the most uncertainty I've ever seen. I've been through Y2K, I've been through the SNL thing, I've been through the oil bust. I've suffered through all those things trying to make some sense out of the economy. And this is by far the most uncertainty we face. And a lot of that uncertainty is, number one, we don't know what's going to happen with the virus. It's certainly, the recent numbers are certainly not encouraging there. And again, if we don't fix the virus, we don't ultimately fix the economy. And then the other thing is, we really, the pace and magnitude and nature of whatever type of stimulus we get will have a big impact. But right now, we're expecting the U.S. economy to be down roughly about $600 billion in gross product and about 8.5 million jobs year over year from 2020 to 2019. Now, we have to make some more progress to get there, but we're down more than that right now. I think I just mentioned we're still down 10, 11 million jobs. We think by the end of the year, the average year over year, 2020 over 2019, will be about 8.5 million jobs. We'll get back all of the output and most of the jobs in 2021, we think, and then get the jobs back to where they were in 2019 in the early part of 2022. So it's about a two-year time frame, which is not bad in the grand scheme of things. It took 58 months on the Great Recession, but still longer than we would like for it to be and longer than it was really necessary for it to be. Again, that could change a lot depending on what happens.